Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, everybody. It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary. We're here for you every weekday at 12 noon Eastern Time on Be Unique Radio at beunique.org. We have fun and give away a different free gift each week. All you have to do to get the goodies and join in the fun is call us now at 1-516-418-5651. You can also join the show and get chances to win by sending us an email at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com. Hey, Mary.
Hey, Gene. Happy Friday.
Hey. Happy Friday to you. How you doing?
I'm good. I feel like I need to rush through this day because there's so much going on. Because, you know, we're coming back again this afternoon at 4 o'clock for our holiday special. And people are going nuts just on Facebook talking about it.
Well, I know. And it's like, you know, I hope we can get it all everything in 2 hours. We're just going to have to be ready to go. Rock and roll.
Well, yeah. And I kind of feel like I need to do things a little different today with our format. I need to change it up a little bit because I really, really, really want to spend as much time as possible on our topic.
Okay.
Okay, well, so I'm going to rush right into the word of the day for today is lagom, L-A-G-O-M. This word originated in 19th century Sweden, and I never heard of it until today.
Huh.
Have you heard of it?
No, no.
Lagom means, it doesn't mean, it's the principle of living a balanced, moderately paced, low fuss life. Who wouldn't want lagom? Holy moly, that's what I strive for.
Wow, yeah.
Now,
can you lagom? That's cool.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
Gene is searching for lagom.
Yeah.
Trivia question for this week has been the same. I think it was actually answered earlier this week. But the question is, which country gifted the Statue of Liberty to the USA? And today's hint, courtesy of Gene Alberson, is if you have seen London and someone's underpants, you have likely seen this country.
Ah.
So. I want to go ahead and give the answer to the trivia question, pull our winner for this week, and then start talking about our topic.
Let's do it.
The answer is, of course, France. And it was, they gave us the Statue of Liberty to celebrate the ending of the abolition of slavery in this country. Tell you what, Monday we're going to talk about cooking. And then, of course, later on today, we're going to have our holiday special. We're going to take calls about everyone's holiday traditions.
Yeah.
Now,
that's going to be
fun. I'm going to go ahead. I'm actually going to go ahead and draw a name from. We still have a lot of names in there. So, tell me when, and I'll pull a name.
And get ready and pick a name. Stop.
Five of them. Yola.
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 Awesome.
Woo-hoo. So Yola gets the gift for this week. And I was thinking tonight or this afternoon when we have our special, we may give away more than one gift. I'd like to give away gifts throughout the show.
Let's do.
So that's all, as they say, when you go to a seminar, that concludes our housekeeping conversation. Now for the fun part. We're talking about
now we get to go outside and play in the rain.
Yes, we're talking about rain today. I can't tell you anybody more than an Aquarius who loves rain. I don't know anybody.
And it's worth that.
I've always loved it. Have you ever gotten a a headache right before a major thunderstorm?
Kind of, yeah, like a heaviness, like a sinus pressure kind of thing.
Yeah.
Cranial cavity breath.
And then as soon as the rain starts, you just feel better?
Yeah.
You know what that is?
Definitely. Well,
The rain brings negative ions. And those negative, you know, we think of negative as being bad. But in the world of ions, positive ions are bad and negative ions are good. And I can tell you, there have been times when I've just not so much had a headache, but I was just irritable, grumpy, not pleasant to be around.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband would say, hey, it's raining. Come outside. You need the negative ions.
It works.
And that's why sometimes taking a shower helps you feel better because you have those negative ions from the shower.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we think sometimes better in a rainstorm or in a shower. Those negative ions help us.
How amazing.
Now,
I love to get out in the rain. Oh, yes, definitely. There was a period in time of my life, one of my most joyous transportation bliss eras was by bicycle or by foot. And I was always getting out in the rain with that. It was amazing fun.
Well, you probably know the answer to this, but can you tell me who said some people feel the rain, some people just get wet?
Well, now, I know I've said it more than once, but I believe it's attributed as a quote from Bob Marley.
Correct.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Now, would you care to add your explanation, the opinion on that? What do you think that means? What do you think he meant by that?
Well, probably I think what he means by everything is don't worry, be happy, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
That's actually Bobby Farren, but that's okay.
Well, the idea is that the weather forecaster. You get up in the morning, you see it's getting kind of cloudy and going to rain. You turn on the news. Are they going to tell you, "Wow, it's a nasty day out there today, folks"? Or are they going to say, "Wow, guys, guess what? It's amazingly wet out there today"? You know, and that's what I should say.
Perspective. It's about your perspective. I remember reading a story about a young mother I think she had two or three children with her. She'd gone shopping, and while they were in the store, a sudden thunderstorm came up. No lightning, just rain.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was standing outside the front of the store, you know, nobody had an umbrella because nobody expected it. They were trying to figure out how to cover their hair and how to protect their packages, and they were huddled up against the wall. Some were going back into the store. They didn't want to go out into the rain.
Uh-huh.
And the mother, she grabbed the smallest child in her arms, and she told the other two kids, "Keep up." And they just ran out into the driveway or the parking lot. And when they got close to their car, she threw the things in the car that could be damaged or whatever by the rain. And she told the kids, "Why don't we dance for a minute?" So they stood out there and just danced in the rain. I could just imagine. I mean, you know what's funny?
That's awesome.
People don't think twice about going out in the snow, lying down, making a snow angel, sticking their tongue out to catch a snowdrop or snowflake. But yet, they won't do the same thing with rain.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all precipitation. You know, think about it. You can get wet in snow, too.
Oh, sure, sure. But, you know, the snow can brush off a lot of times. You know, you can get majority off. Or the other thing is, too, you a lot of times are wearing an outer clothing
prepared for
thing that you'll shed. You know, yeah, it's. And there are times I don't want to be in the rain. I remember one job I had was driving a little truck around, and unloading stuff from the truck and taking it into like an office setting with carpet and air conditioning, that was kind of a challenge when it was wet. Because then everything was wet, and I was wet and freezing, and, you know. But
there are times that being wet is not advisable or fun.
Not better.
Have you ever heard of phantom rain?
Phantom?
Phantom, P-H-A-N-T-O-M.
No, but interesting.
Yeah, that's because not all raindrops that fall from the sky reach the ground, and they call that phantom.
Oh,
under specific conditions, rain can fall but never touch the earth.
Yeah, that, if it's real if it's dry.
Right, because it evaporates or sublimates as it draws close to Earth's surface.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Well, you know, and you think about it, that would be why aquarium people are so drawn to rain specifically, because they are the water bearer and it is an air sign.
Yeah,
so that's,
we are
that's
the water carriers.
Our gig, Mary. That's our thing.
That's right. That's our element. Well, our element is actually the air, which is why we're always up. That's why we're up in the clouds. That's why we're always thinking. We're cerebral people. And we tend to always, how many times have somebody told you, come back to Earth, Gene?
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many times people have said, Mary, get your head out of the clouds. In fact, do you know Marion Ambrose's birthday? Is she Aquarius?
You know, I don't know. No, I can't remember.
I was just curious because she wrote an excellent article in the most recently digital released issue. We haven't yet got our audio release and the print has not been completed yet.
Okay.
But Marion wrote an article called, I don't know what it's called, but it's about wearing rose-colored glasses. And she said, you know, her teachers and her mother were constantly reminding her to take off her rose-colored glasses, get out of the air, you know, come out of the sky, come back down to earth type stuff.
Wow, really? Yeah.
Yeah. We've got about 3 minutes left.
Well, I want to tell you something. It just occurred to me that exact I've heard people say that, you know, take off your rose-colored glasses. But I know that someone whose mom always said to them, every time they started talking about fantastic things, their mom always said, they have big imagination, until they stopped doing it. You know? So that would be a similar type of thing. The rose-colored
glasses. And that's kind of the theory behind Marion's article, because she talks about how She was shamed for wearing her rose-colored glasses.
Sure.
But now she's put them back on.
And that would go exactly back to what we started off with talking about, being in the rain and whether you're getting wet or whether you're feeling the rain. Be the
exactly,
same thing.
Exactly. And
put on your rose-colored glasses
and there
put
are
your
times
head in the clouds.
I've gotten wet, and there are times that I've just enjoyed the rain.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of it has to do with where I am at. I don't care to drive in a heavy rain, but I love to be protected from getting wet, but yet be surrounded by rain, like on a screen porch.
Right.
But I don't mind getting wet in the rain as long as it doesn't. I would prefer to be wet in the rain from in July than in December, because I don't like to get cold.
Well, you know, when you said that, in my mind, I finished your sentence that I like being in the rain as long as it doesn't suck.
Yeah.
Because, you know, sometimes you just don't want to be there right then.
Do you know that? Two most common forms of clouds that produce rain?
Cumulus and nimbus.
Yeah. Or more scientifically, nimbostratus and cumulonimbus.
Cumulonimbus, yeah.
Yeah. Very good. I'm impressed.
Hey, look, let me tell you another one. I'm totally a weather geek. Rain shadow. Do you know what a rain shadow is?
I know what a cloud shadow is.
Like when the cloud.
I've been under a cloud shadow.
Well, a rain shadow is where you have in places like out west, let's say out in the western slope of the Rocky Mountains, or in like on the eastern slope of the mountains in the northeast United States in Oregon.
Uh-huh.
And what happens is the rain and wet and stuff comes up over the mountains, and it all drops on the mountains as snow, and then it gets to the other side, and it's just desert. There's never any rain makes it over the mountains because of the conditions. So one side of the mountains is dry. Down in South America, it's like that. Down in southern South America, the side that the water's coming up on is all green, the side of the mountain, and the other side it goes down into a desert. So it's pretty rain shadow, it's called. The
rain shadow. I like that.
Yeah.
So. Now, we have used up our 15 minutes, and you and I could talk for hours about rain and trees and natural phenomenon.
Didn't even get into Led Zeppelin.
I know.
Yeah.
What about Led Zeppelin?
We didn't even get into Led Zeppelin rain song and all that.
No, we didn't. 15 minutes is, I don't know, maybe we should spend 15 minutes a day talking about one topic for the week.
And just talk about
we,
it.
We might do that up. One day next, you know, one day, 1 week coming up. We may just, well, we did that almost a whole week talking about the Bucha dance before I ever finally got it out.
That's true. That's true. And, you know, the best thing about the Take a Break with Gene and Mary show is that who knows? Woohoo.
Exactly. So I want to remind anybody who is listening now, call us at 4 o'clock, between 4 and 6, and let's talk about your holiday traditions. It doesn't matter if it's, I mean, if you want to talk about Easter, that's fine too, or Passover. But I'm thinking more in terms of winter holiday, like Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, winter solstice.
Yeah.
But our time is up.
In Easter.
Yeah. Our time is up for now.
All right.
Shall I hit an exit button, or you want to play us out of here, Gene?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll start a Christmas song, and you can do what you want to because you're running the buttons, okay? This
perfect.
Is a Christmas song I've been practicing here at Green Gables during our holiday special open house, and I get to stand in the sunshine on a cold, windy day and play Christmas carols. Feels good.
Oh, you lucky puppy. That's awesome. See you at 4:00.